And while we're at it, don't look at me directly today either.
Interns, total eclipse of the heart.
Welcome to Gay Talk 2.0, the ultimate podcast for your dose of dish.
Good evening, ladies and gents, and welcome back to another episode of Gay Talk 2.0, an LGBT podcast, coming to you live on a Monday, out of all places and times, because, you know, we felt like, you know what? We need to do it on a Monday. Today was Total Eclipse Monday. It is April 8th, and of course, the majority of us here on the East Coast got to see a very cool, natural occurring disaster. Experience, disaster, all of it. Yeah, that's me. I'm the disaster.
I have a couple questions before we start talking about the eclipse.
Yeah, no. But before we get there, my name is Tom, and I'm your host. And as always, I'm in the studio with my amazing co-host, starting with the first one.
Not the intern. Hey, Nick or Trish.
And
Jay Bear, a.k.a. your boyfriend's boyfriend.
And welcome back to the show. We're happy to be here. We're recording on a Monday just to let you know because there's some things happening this week which prevent us from recording on Wednesday. So, Trish, you have a couple of questions.
Yes. My main question to you is...
What the fuck?
So I had to take a meeting from Tom's office today.
Uh-huh.
And his camera is set up so perfectly... that, like, you can't see double chin. Like, it's wonderful.
Angles.
Right. It's angles. Right. And then I look at the camera that records us, and you look great.
I do not.
Well, you do look great. You look great.
I see where this is going.
And then I see the angles in which I'm filmed at, and in every angle, you can see my double chin. What the fuck?
I cannot see your double chin in this angle.
Go to the view of all three of us.
It's well, that's a different story because unfortunately the camera's over there.
So we cannot use that angle anymore.
Well, that's like the whole studio angle. Like, what do you want me to do?
Take care of me.
Oh, my God. I love you, honey. I really do. But you know what? Not for nothing. It's sort of disappearing. You're doing really well, girl. And you're looking good.
Yeah. I'm trying.
Well, you've been trying and you've been doing because you look great.
But I want you to make it disappear on that.
Okay. Well, that can't happen. That camera's way over there on the other side of the studio.
Remember that one time Jay said, hey, Siri, set.
Oh, don't, my God,
Nick, and all the lights went out.
Yeah.
That is the look I'm going for here.
When the lights go out in the city.
I need an eclipse in the studio.
So, it's been a very exciting day, for a lot of people in the path of totality for today's eclipse.
Can you say totality one more fucking time?
But it's true. So, you know, for us in Connecticut.
Finish him.
For us in Connecticut, we got what we call just like a partial, right? So we still had a significant amount of daylight, but you can see and feel the difference, right? Because when the moon was covering the sun, you could feel the drop in temperature instantly.
It felt like we were going into a dusk.
Yes.
At the end of the day, in a sense, very much.
Right.
And it kind of like lasted a couple of minutes and then it went away. It was weird.
Right. But for some people in the path of totality, I feel like I'm going to get stabbed in a minute.
Fucking totality.
I feel that, their experience was completely different because they see it's like total darkness, right? It's like light just goes and they're able to get a very, very amazing view of the actual eclipse in its entirety. And the interesting thing is that I didn't know this. So I thought that you had to keep your glasses on for the entire time because obviously you don't want to be looking up at the sun and, you know, instead of seeing a total eclipse, just being, you know, blinded.
By the light.
But it's interesting to see, like, once the moon covered the sun and all you could see was just the outline of the sun around the moon, or the ring of fire is what I call it. You could take your glasses off for that one. Yeah, I know. The Ring of Fire.
The Ring of Fire.
You know what it reminds me of? Do you remember that show, The Gods with the Gods?
The show? Are you talking about Heroes?
No, maybe. I don't know. It was on Amazon, I think. It was about all the different gods. Oh, gods and omens, or omens and...
Yes. Omens and gods?
Yeah, and they had that one character. It was a woman, and whoever she slept with, she sucked into her. It was like all of a sudden that moon just sucked up the sun.
It sure did. It sure did, and it just goes. But interestingly enough, it's like, so
isn't
people...
isn't that The Boys, where the guy walked into the dude's penis?
No.
Oh, no. You're talking about, oh, my God. I know what show you're talking about.
And then I forgot what happened. It's not Heroes. By mistake.
He sneezed and he expanded and the guy blew up.
Anyhow, we took a hard left turn there.
So let's go back to this, to the eclipse. So for those in that path, right, where you can actually see darkness, while the moon is positioning itself over the sun, you have to keep your glasses on because you want to make sure that you protect yourself. But once it's there, you can take your glasses off and you experience something magical, which I wish I had the foresight to like drive myself to, like, you know, somewhere where you could experience the entire totality of the event. Nick, don't hate me.
The entire event.
Yeah, the entire event. But yeah.
I just, the reason I'm getting annoyed is because whenever we start learning about something new or whatever.
That's how she remembers.
Yeah,
herself.
She gets fixated on certain things and then says them constantly. And like, I've been here all day and I've heard totality so many times today.
I promise.
Like, I'm on my Zoom call and all I hear him in the background. Totality. We're not going to get the totality.
I promise that after this episode, I will never say the word totality again.
We're just getting the tip, not the totality.
Yeah, we're just getting the tip.
That's what she was saying.
So she's like, so we were outside. So I had the foresight to buy glasses, right? So I ordered like a 6-pack of glasses. I gave Nick a pair. I had a pair. I gave Paul and some other friends some glasses. You know, I said, because what the fuck am I going to do with 6 glasses that I can only wear one of?
Not see the totality.
So I, you know, we were outside and he was like, so are we going to see... Are we going to see the totality? And I'm like looking at him and I'm like, no, we're only going to experience. You're only going to get the tip. That's it. But nonetheless, I mean, even if it wasn't, just to be able to look with your eyes, right, even though you have this protective lens over you, to look up and see this amazing event happen before you, which, by the way, it's not going to happen in the U.S. for another 20 years. And it doesn't always hit the same spot on the earth at the same time, right? So this time people from, you know, certain corners of Mexico all the way up to Maine and Canada experience the total darkness. But that changes as the world revolves and the moon goes around the world and the world goes around the sun. And so it's never in the same spot all the time. And so the majority of these total eclipses usually happen over water, so humans can't experience it. So this was a big deal. It was for me, but even what I got to see for me was mesmerizing. I don't know about your experience, but Nick was like, I don't get what the big deal is. And then he's got his glasses on. He's like, oh wow, this is so cool.
Yeah, pretty much.
But you know, it is.
It's kind of a stupid question, but being that you're colorblind, does it affect the way you see the eclipse?
I don't think so, but no, maybe.
Did you see a yellow?
It's kind of silly, but
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, because there's an actual like color sphere around the sun. That sounds kind of stupid, but I mean,
maybe it did. I don't know. I saw what I saw. You saw what you saw.
Was it in color or black and white? Now let me stop.
Or was it just white?
You're nasty.
I'm just curious. I mean, you know, my tattoo artist is also colorblind, so.
How?
Yeah.
How on God's earth would you let a colorblind person tattoo you?
He's done great work so far.
Tattoo by numbers?
I guess.
Tattoo him, maybe.
Number two is fuchsia.
I can't.
No, but it was. I don't think people really realize the gravity of something like this happening and us having an opportunity.
It does affect gravity.
Apparently. It's supposed to affect quite a bit of things. Even all the zoos in the nation were studying their animals and recording activity.
Yeah.
Because
those in the direct path, for example, bats will start coming out because they think it's nighttime, right? And it just fucks with them. And then 5 minutes later, they're like, oh, shit, we got to go back into our cave.
Yeah.
Hello?
That's birds, how I felt.
You know, like birds start hiding because they're like, oh, shit, it's dark. You know, birds and certain animals are at their greatest potential for threatening from prey. From predators, excuse me, when it's dark, and so they start hiding. Animals start behaving weirdly. I was kind of observing to see if my dogs would do anything crazy, but they were like, "Nah, whatever. We're just like, I'm over you.
I'm over."
But
your dogs were all over the place today.
Yeah, they were. And not only that, it's like,
yeah,
fucking hurts to look up and just stare for a prolonged period of time. It's like you start getting dizzy, right?
Dude, because with all that backyard you got there, you can throw a blanket on the floor and lay down.
I thought about it, but I was like,
it got chilly.
Yeah, it did. It got chilly.
Blanket, hello.
Well, the blanket goes on the grass.
You could have curled up and
we could have had a moment. Is that what you're saying?
Snuggled together and
not everyone's not a whore like you. Okay. You look for every opportunity to stick it in.
To snuggle?
Oh, sorry, snuggle.
Snuggle.
That's what I meant. Yeah. Sorry, wifey. I meant snuggle.
So the moral of the story is the entire Eastern Seaboard and some of Central America and some in Mexico.
Got a really good show.
It hit the spot.
It sure did. She was looking for the pun. That was a good one. It worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
Crushed it.
Crushed it.
It landed.
And yes, of course it did. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay, so that was pretty bad.
But aside from that, how are you boys?
Not bad.
Jaybird?
We just got the tip. We're okay.
You good?
We good.
You good for the week?
Yeah, I think it was a decent weekend.
Yeah, I know. I feel we just recorded yesterday, right? Yeah. So cool.
Yeah. No, it was a decent weekend. I think this weekend was pretty low key. I did a little bit of yard work and
I think it's uphill from here.
Yeah.
Right? Because
the weather's getting better.
It's gonna get a lot better this week.
Opened every single window I could open in the house today and just let it air out. Yeah, it feels so good. So good. And
this is the best time to do it, right before the trees start blooming,
pollinating.
Oh, I'm dying fucking already. Everything. For allergies.
But for you, how are you?
My allergies are killing me
already.
Yeah, they've been killing me for weeks.
It hasn't even started though.
The shit that comes out of my nose in the morning, I can't even talk about it.
Well, oh,
I just feel like that's just what's injected behind you that's coming out in front of you.
I wish. It's been 84 years.
A long time. So, you have some news.
I do?
Yeah, you do.
Share,
it involves a little island.
Didn't I share this last week?
No, I don't know. Did you?
I think I did.
Well, share it again.
She
Where are you going?
Forgetting.
Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I did share it.
Yes,
last week.
Did you? Okay, fine. Then we'll skip it.
I'm going to Hawaii.
But are you
I got
excited?
My TSA pre-check. We good to go.
She's like, Tom, you need to go tomorrow and get your pre-check. So on your way back, you could have your pre-check number.
I got it in less than a day.
Well, yeah, that's pretty great. Quick. That's pretty great. But where is it again?
What are they charging for that crap now?
$78.
I went up.
Yeah, and it is good until 2029.
So is it a one-time fee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they were charging like monthly on that or yearly or
maybe no. Well,
maybe they used to. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
What time do they?
It's all day, 9 to 5, I think.
Really, 9 to 5 or 5 to
working 9 to 5.
What a way to make a living.
Working 9 to 5.
That's all she knows.
Yeah.
So why don't you
Everybody's
explain to us?
Traveling. I'm like,
yeah, it's
feeling
amazing.
Left out.
Get on a plane, girl. Let's go.
I will.
Explain to us very quickly. Yeah, I'm sorry. What is PreCheck all about?
Yeah. TSA PreCheck?
Yes.
Basically, you get nobody to knows. Skip the lines and you don't have to take your shoes and belt off and unpack your bags and all that stuff. You go and you have a little interview and they basically just confirm all your information. They fingerprint you and then...
You have to go in person?
Yep. And then they take your... There are a couple different places around New Haven. Then they take your photo, and then you are pretty much royalty.
Yeah, you belong to the government.
Yeah, and they have all your ish.
Well, they already have my ish, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I mean, they have all of our ishes. Who are we kidding? We have a social. Mm-hmm. They've had our ish since we were born.
Yeah, and they've had my fingerprints since I was a kid, so.
Yeah, because you got locked up.
No.
Why? Oh, because you are one of those, like...
My fingerprints have been in the system for years. When you work in a school system or yeah. certain...
No, but he's probably one of those where the parents took him to get fingerprinted in case he got lost.
Yes, 100% true.
Did you get lost often?
He looks a little loose. Let's go take him, get fingerprinted.
I almost got kidnapped twice.
Well,
really?
Yeah.
I don't think that was accidental.
No.
No.
I just think you saw bright objects and you just walked into the light.
No,
you're like Carol Ann.
The first time that I remember so it happened twice. So the first time I don't remember. The second time, what happened was.
Uh huh.
Oh boy!
I was at.
That's like totality.
I was at the sports field with my parents. My brother, I think he was practicing.
You were where?
At the football field. I think this was the year before I could play, and my brother was practicing. And this guy had these two golden retrievers, and he was walking them.
Oh, little boy, I have a dog.
And I was like, oh my god, dogs! And so I was like, can I walk with you and walk with the dogs? And he was like, sure. And so I was walking with him and walking the dogs. And then next thing I know, we're back at his van. And he asked me if I wanted to start the engine. And I said, oh my god, that would be so cool. So I got in the guy's van.
Was it white?
I don't remember. I got in the van and I went to start the car. And my dad came running over and ripped me out of the car and started screaming at the guy. And I was like, what?
How old were you?
I don't know. I must have been... I don't know, 9 or 10.
Okay, that checks out.
Yeah. I was a cute kid, so I get it. Like
a cute kid with high top socks all the way up to like the
booty shorts.
Yeah,
and a tube top. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Of course, it makes sense.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I'm glad my parents got me fingerprinted just in case.
Yeah.
Well,
hard to find you in somebody's basement or in a box truck somewhere.
Yeah. I mean, like. They would have probably kept me for about a half hour. I'm like, fuck this shit.
Bring this fucker back.
Oh my god, she's psycho. Get her out of my van. Yeah, that's definitely what it would have been.
Yeah.
So I have an interesting story for you both. So yesterday, you know, it was Sunday, and it's karaoke Sundays at Partners. And you know, I ran into a couple of people that I have not seen in a while, but one of the people that walked into the bar walked in with someone else, and you know, as always, because you know I am who I am, and you know, of course, you know I'm gonna do what I gotta do. When I start karaoke, I always sing the first song.
Yeah,
and so
it was called Totality of the Sun.
Yes.
Of course, no, it was actually Total Eclipse of the Heart.
And of course, it was.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. I started with
Adele.
No, I haven't done Adele actually in a very long time.
Oh, thank goodness.
She's gonna get cut. She's gonna get cut.
No, I actually started with Fleetwood Mac's Landslide.
Okay.
Which is what I've been into.
I saw the video today on Facebook.
Did you now?
Yeah.
Of course. Who posted it?
Our friend.
Yeah, our friend. So our friend posted a video, and he was there with someone, and I think it's his partner, and I'm not sure. I can't I can't say that it is. And so I walk up and I'm like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in forever. The friend. And I gave him a big hug or whatever. And I just walked away. And I'm so rude. But I was also in the middle of singing. So I was really saying hi to people in between my musical break. You caused
marital problems?
No. No, no, not at all. Nothing like that. So, God, I hope not, because husband listens to the show.
Oh, okay.
So, or the boyfriend, or I don't know what it is, and it's none of my business.
If they live together, to me, it's a husband. You know, that's so, that Puerto Rican thing.
Of course. You know, after 10 years, you know, it's like common law marriage. No, but the fun part was, so I was, I hugged my friend, and I walked away, and then I came back, and I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm so rude. How are you? My name is Tom, and it's very nice to meet you. He goes like, I heard your voice, and I instantly knew who you were because I listened to your show.
Oh, wow. Oh,
and, sorry, I was, no, and then I got really super embarrassed, and I apologized, like, religiously. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you have to listen to us just be crazy and just be nonsensical and not make sense and be all over the place. He goes like, no, I actually, you know, enjoy it. Oh. He was super nice. It was very nice to meet someone that you know, I mean, we've met a lot of people that listen to our show. We know a lot of people that listen to our show. But to meet someone like that, like, out of the blue, and he's like...
Someone you don't personally know right away.
Yeah. Did he say, like, and that Trish, get her off the show? Yeah.
He actually did. No, I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. He did not. He did not.
No.
No, he did not. He goes, like, no, I truly enjoy the show. And I was like, you know, it's really nice to meet people. And it was very interesting to me because of what he said. He goes, like, when you started singing... And you started talking and saying, hey, welcome to Partner, Sunday Night Karaoke, blah, blah, blah. I'm here. My name is Tom. He's like, I know that voice. And I was like, oh, well, here I am. Yeah, that's us. So anyway, props to you. Thank you for coming to Partners. Thank you for listening to our show. Thank you for...
I'm sure you're surprised. Most people recognize you from the back.
Shit. Speaking of listeners...
Show's over. Good night, everyone.
Speaking of listeners. So I think I told this story on the show like a long time ago. But... This week,
my coworker,
I had to go get my car and move it to the alley where the theater is between whatever to put shit in the car.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was talking to my coworker and we were walking. I was like, just come with me. You can see my new car. I'll drive you down. We can talk. And so we get in the car and I have Apple CarPlay and it's automatic now. It's not like you plug it in. It just like does it automatically. And so y'all know I listen to that smut shit. Audiobooks
unapproved by Hans. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love them. But anyway, so it starts.
I'm sure the car starts. Nice was playing. Huh?
The car starts, and all of a sudden I start hearing the book, and I'm like, and my car's new, and I'm like, how do I turn this off? And she's like, she's looking at them because you can see the photos, and it's like clearly like two men, like, you know, she's like, this shit is smut. I was like, I know. And then I was like, I finally got it off. Luckily it wasn't a sex scene. So we were good. But then I'm telling her, I'm like, well, you know how I do the podcast. And she's like, yeah. I was like, funny story, really inappropriate, but I'm going to tell you anyway. So my old boss at my other job at Long Wharf.
Oh my God, you told her that?
Which one?
About the Snapchat?
No, we haven't.
Okay. I was like,
no. Gasp. That was terrible.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, it was.
But no, so I was telling her, I was like, so, you know, I get in the car with my old boss because I've got to go on a lot of meetings. And so usually me and my boss would go together and sometimes she would drive, sometimes I would drive. And I plugged in my phone. And then all of a sudden, what we hear is How to Milk the Prostate by Dr. Evan Goldstein. And I'm like, oh my God. And this is my boss at the time. And she was just like,
holy shit.
And I was like, sorry, that was for the podcast. I was listening to it before.
Oh my God.
And she
was just research,
like,
I swear.
And she was just like, okay.
It's research.
But wait, how can it be research? That's your voice.
Yeah. No, it was, remember when he used to do the pre-recorded things?
Yes.
That was what it was. I was listening to the pre-recorded thing before we put it on the show. And so I was just like, oh my God, you can't recover from that.
Oh,
like,
no,
you just can't recover from that.
So you just move forward.
Just like, and we got to move on. Oh, my God. How to milk the prostate. Oh, yeah. This is Dr. Evan Goldstein. Fuck!
I would have been like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. No, but it's good, you know, to... We put on the air for a very long time, and we've had many iterations of cast and people, and but it feels good. It feels good when someone says, "Hey, I listened to your show," and I that's cool. That was a very cool moment for me. And then I was like, you know, it's so good to meet you. I gave him a hug, and you know, obviously, you know, my friend, which I've known for quite a while, which we'll have to go see. By the way, I definitely need to make my way down
to Fairfield.
Yes, of course, and go support.
I've run into him in Hartford. He moved to Hartford out of all places.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they live in Hartford. So it's weird that I see them down here that often.
Yeah, so we'll have to go to Hartford.
I've run into the Mache's.
Yeah, I'll show you later. Yeah. You probably know who he is. He bartends.
So. Are we not mentioning a name for...
No. I just, you know, we don't want a name drop. Yeah. We want to make sure, you know, if we're talking about people...
Are they okay with it? True.
Yeah, of course. You know, we don't... I mean, that's never stopped us before, but... Clearly.
We've gotten in some trouble. That's fine.
Yeah, we got into some trouble very early on in our trajectory as a show.
It was like the fifth show. Yeah.
Yeah. And it had to do with you.
And you got spanked?
No.
Oh, honey.
I mentioned a friend of mine. And talked about some intimate details.
Yeah. And the friend's sister was listening.
No, but what happened was our old cast member, Paul,
could not keep her mouth shut.
And literally said their name on air, and that's why we got in trouble. Right.
Gotcha.
It is, so we've had...
you have to be careful sometimes.
So we've had 379 episodes, right? This is number 379.
Yep.
And we've had another, other special episodes, like some election episodes. We had an episode with the Idiots Radio, and we went down to the, which are not included in the 379. But out of the 379 episodes, we have never edited a show. We go live, we record, and we do what we got to do. We've gotten requests on certain occasions of people saying, you need to please, can you please remove this episode, blah, blah, blah. And we declined them all. I don't know. You signed a contract, and we're going to, it's our show. We're not going to do that. I think that on three or four, we've edited an episode to bleep out certain information that made someone feel uncomfortable, because we're also cognizant of the fact that as a show, you know, we might talk a lot of shit. We might talk a lot of, you know, different things.
What three? I remember two.
It could be two. It could be two, maybe three. But there have been occasions in where we've edited a show after we produced it and republished it to bleep out a certain portion of the show where we were descriptive of someone who at the time may have not been bothered by the fact that we were talking about an individual. But in the end, maybe a couple of years down the line, they're looking to, you know, do some work and blah, whatnot. And they don't want certain things said in the past because, you know, you can get canceled nowadays for pretty much anything. And so we've done. We have, but it's not our norm. We like to go, we hit live. What you say is what gets published.
Balls to the wall.
Balls to the wall. That's it. But, you know, it's been a very interesting 8 years, to say the least. And, you know, I'm looking, you know, I enjoy doing this. And I know, Nick, we've had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. Jay, I hope that you enjoyed doing this as well. But I will do this as long as people will have us.
I hate either way, answer off the bat.
I will do this as long as you'll have us.
Yeah, it's fine. I like it.
So it's been
fun. And I think, you know, it's important to also have that bi visibility and representation. Mm-hmm. Right. I think a lot of shows that are out there don't have that.
Right.
And I mean, otherwise, I mean, and I enjoy hanging out with you guys and shooting the breeze and sometimes acting a fool.
Which we do often.
Yeah, which we do often. But I think it's fun. I think it's, you know, and we try to be somewhat smart about what we educated, present. And, yeah, I know. Yeah, try to be somewhat educated about what we try to share.
So we have
quite a bit of experience. We've had quite a few years out there.
Well, that's true.
let's just say this: none of us can run for. Well, Trump can run, we're fine.
We're fine. But also, like I. You know, somebody said something to me one time. We had talked about having Eric on the show. And I said to him, I'm like, I don't know if you actually really want to come on our show. Like, I don't think it's a good fit just because of the position you're in. We're very open. We're sometimes crass. We swear. And he's like, honestly, I'm an open book. If people want to know things about me, they can know things about me. They can look it up. I don't give a shit.
Like, okay, he's coming on the show in July.
The thing is, he's like, if you're your authentic self, then... who gives a shit what they look up? They can't use it as ammo if you don't let them.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, that's true. They can only use things against you.
They can't, you know, right. It's usually the shit you try to hide that bites you in the ass at the end.
Yeah, it's like if somebody was interviewing me when I run for my, you know, first office run, which probably next 4 years from now, when I'm running for president, and they say something to me about something I said on the show, I'll be like, yeah, that happened.
Yeah, I blame Tom. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll be your chief of staff.
Yeah, we can talk about the dildos that disappear in people's buttholes.
If that's what you want to talk about. But I mean, there's other meaningful legislation that we can pass too, you know.
Yeah. At the end of the day, what we're doing is creating community for those who don't have it.
Right, right. And that's the important thing. And that's why, for me, it's that's why I love doing this, right? Is because people that are listening all over the world, by the way, get a chance to hear honest conversations and honestly, like, bullshit sometimes, you know, because we do bullshit a lot. But we bullshit about the things that happen in our life. And I mean that, you know, with a lot of respect, because I have respect for each and every single person that sits around this desk. But what did she say? She's about to get cut.
I said at least someone does.
Yeah. No, but in all honesty, you know, knowing that someone is out there doesn't have a community where they live, and they find community and space in this little dialogue we have for an hour, sometimes an hour and a half every week. It's just, it's enough to get me motivated to do this week after week.
I thought it was because you like talking.
That too.
You're good at it.
Oh, girl. You know, I know. No air. No dead air. It's always been my rule.
And when there is dead air, it's usually gas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't get to experience that. You do, though.
I do.
Oh, she did today. I let one out outside while we were looking up at the eclipse, and I was like, the sun is making noises right now.
I thought there was another earthquake, honestly.
It's the totality.
Oh, my God. We have to talk about the earthquake when we come back from break.
The totality.
Quack.
It's a total eclipse of the sun.
Of the butt.
Hey. Of the butt.
Yeah, that quake was some shit, by the way.
Yeah, it was. It was very quick, but we'll talk about that when we come back. Here's what I will leave you with before we go on break. I'm celebrating a birthday on next Monday, on the 15th. It will be my 45th birthday, my 45th revolution around the sun. And I will ask of you, if you're friends with me on Facebook, I did put out a fundraiser for the New Haven Pride Center. Consider donating, even if it's $5. I have a goal of $500. So help out if you can. Thank you, Jay. You were my first donor. I expect you to be my second. Yeah, she's on the board. So, you know, it's just, but still.
I donate in other ways.
Yeah, I know.
Both financially, personally.
And with blood.
My time, my tears.
Yeah, your sweat, all of that. But that being said, yes, that is happening. So if we're friends on Facebook, if you want to be friends on Facebook, I accept everybody. Feel free to look me up, Tom Ortiz, and donate on the Pride Center. And even if you don't do it through my birthday link, donate to your local Pride Center. It's so important to support local LGBTQ plus centers that truly do great work in bringing community and building community in the places and where you live. So that said, all right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we have more Dish. We'll be right back. All right, ladies and gents, we are back from the break. Thank you so much for allowing us to do what we do with our shampoo bottles. Rinse and repeat. Go upstairs, you know, refresh our cocktails and do all that amazing stuff. And yeah, oh my God. So this second half, I'm just letting you know, is probably going to turn into a hot mess with a lot of cursive talking, because it's usually what we do. But we're here and we're going to move into the dish portion of our show.
Actually, we were supposed to come back.
We were supposed to come back with what?
Earthquake news.
Earthquake. Well, yeah. Okay. So we'll talk about the dish surrounding earthquake. So the Northeast experienced what we call a shake. Right. Most people in California would be like, oh, please, you sleep through that. Just simmer down. We lost our shit. So I was working. Jay, you were working. Yeah. You were home. Everybody was working. And all of a sudden, it's like I felt a very light shake. And I was like, OK, maybe it was just trash night the night before. So I put my trash out, you know, and then, of course, you know, when the trucks come through,
yeah,
shit rumbles. So I thought it was just, you know, oh, they're collecting the recyclables, so it's normal. But I was like, no, this feels a little different. So I text one of my coworkers, and I'm like, did you feel that? And she goes like, I sure did. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So I wasn't yeah. alone in this. And then I'm like, so I started sending messages through our work platform and on Teams. And I'm like, did you feel that? She goes like, girl, I'm in the office. Yes, we all felt that. And I'm like, oh, fuck. No, this was an earthquake. But apparently the epicenter of the earthquake was somewhere in New Jersey, in upstate New Jersey. It registered 4.8, I believe it was, on the Richter scale. Is that what they call it? Mm-hmm, the Richter? Mm-hmm. Richter? Did I say that right? Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Oh, my God. Look at me. All right. And we thought we were going to have a cursive.
Totally a Richter. She's got two words down today.
Rectum. God. It was rectum, a 4.8 on the rectum scale.
Oh
my God. But I felt it, and I was just like, okay, this is really happening.
She's nasty and dirty.
Rectum, I barely know him.
Oh, like, you
that's
know rectum.
Ever stopped you.
You know rectum very well. Again, wifey, sorry.
Where were you?
So where were you when the big quake 4.8 happened in New Jersey that the entire Northeast felt? So, Jay, I'll start with you.
We will rebuild. No, let me stop.
where were you, girl?
I was actually at home. Uh-huh. So I live in an older home, and the windows are older. They're old wooden windows. They rattle if a big truck passes through the house. So, by the house. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it would rattle
Friday,
if it went through.
Friday, it felt like it went through the house. But you know what I mean. If a big truck passes by, I feel
but
it.
Do the windows, we?
I do. I definitely.
He knows what he meant.
Yeah. But so I just happened to be letting the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out? Roof, 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 roof.
So I kind of feel the windows rattling, and I'm like, who the hell's driving by? So I'm looking out all my windows, and I'm like, I don't see a damn truck.
Did you make it to all of them? Every single window?
The windows I can walk to, yes.
Oh my God.
But there was several windows on the first floor, so I'm in the first floor, so I'm walking from one room to the other, and I'm like, what the hell? Who's driving by? How big of a car is this?
Right. It's got to be huge.
So usually there's a store and there's a Chinese store right down the block from
me. Oh, my God. Which, by the way, makes amazing Chinese food. Yeah. I've had their food when I've visited you.
Side note.
Yeah.
But usually when there's like a semi-truck delivering, you know, they're big trucks, so the windows rattle a bit. But I was like, this is a hell of a truck. And I'm like, looking out the windows, looking for the truck or looking for the fire trucks and
nothing,
right? Yeah. So I'm like, what the hell? That was weird. Didn't even think about it. 2 minutes later, a buddy of mine, guy I went to school with, we're still good friends. We're in a chat group. There's three of us that hang out since we were like kids, basically. My friend Ed lives in Jersey. And he's like, did you guys feel that quake? And I was like, Quake? What fucking Quake? Like, I still didn't even realize.
Right.
And my friend Chris lives in Staten Island. And he's like, yeah, we shook quite a bit, but it wasn't too bad. And I was like, oh, shit, that was a quake? You know, so the whole conversation was like, really?
Apparently, like, they felt it all the way up in Boston.
Yeah, that. Yeah. Yeah. And then there was a second big quake around 6 p.m.
I didn't feel that one.
A lot of people didn't feel it.
Oh, I was taking a nap.
But you,
I didn't feel that one.
After 3:30, I don't think you'll feel anything.
You after 3:30, everybody's gay. You don't feel shit. You just go up and you just go down.
But yeah, it was nuts. But it was definitely noticeable. I mean,
I'm glad you survived.
Yeah, I made it. I'm glad.
Trish, where were you when the great quake of 2024 hit the Northeast? Mm-hmm.
So what happened was...
Wait, no. You got to do that again.
So what happened was...
Thank you. Totality.
I was driving to work, and I was at a red light, and I'm in my new car, and all of a sudden...
You thought something was wrong with the car?
No, it started shaking. I was like, somebody just fucking hit me.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay.
That would have been so bad.
Yeah, so especially in a new car, you're so
Yeah, you're vigilant. Hyper aware. Yeah. And, like, I was pissed. And I'm looking behind me. I'm like, but that doesn't make sense. Like, if he hit me from behind, I'd be going front to back, not side to side. What the fuck is going on?
She was confused about her fucks. But
yeah, I was so confused. But also, what was weird to me... Because I registered that there was something happening, but I couldn't, like, I didn't
you can put your finger on it. You
what it was. Yeah. And then I was also like, my insides felt funny.
Uh-huh. Like, you get a little wheezy.
It was like, it just felt a little off.
Like, I felt like the same experience.
Like, it was like a weird feeling. And then I'm like, okay. And so I started driving, and I'm like, why isn't the car behind me driving? Did he hit me? Like, did he actually hit me?
Like, and you're still having those second thoughts.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, what's going on? So I pulled over and I looked at the back of my car. I'm like, the back of my car is fine. And then not even like a second later, Tom's like, did you feel that?
Oh, okay.
And I was like, yeah, what the fuck was that? He's like, it was an earthquake. You. And I was like, oh, that checks out.
That makes sense.
That checks. But it was the weirdest feeling. Like, literally. Yeah.
It was.
Like,
it was.
Not just my car, like, going side to side, right? But it was just like... my innards. I was like, what is happening?
Yes. So I was sitting at my desk. I was also home, and it was a weird feeling. So I heard the rattle and I brushed it off. I'm thinking, okay, they're picking up the recycling, but same feeling. So a lot of people don't realize that when the ground shakes under your feet,
in totality,
you get a sense of so your equilibrium becomes unbalanced, right? Because you are typically on solid ground, and then you're not. It's shaking before your feet, so you start feeling a sense of like queasiness.
You ever been at a stoplight? And the vehicle next to you starts moving and you feel
like
you're falling backwards. It's
exactly.
That shit. Yeah.
It's exactly the same. The same
you
feeling.
You feel like, holy shit, you hit the brakes harder.
You know, it's crazy because I have a coworker who is from California. Well, lives in California for a while. He was like, what?
Like, right, exactly.
There was nothing. Meanwhile, I'm in my office getting phone calls from like the deputy director of the mayor's office.
Is the building okay?
Is the building okay? Are you okay? Is everybody okay?
But here's the thing. So California, we know, has been experiencing earthquakes for a very long time. They've experienced them frequently. So a 4.8 for them is a walk in the park. They're like, whatever. I don't lose sleep over that.
No, it's like they literally just did like, they just like twerked a bit.
Yeah, that's it. I was like, I was twerking.
They twerked through it.
Well, that's the thing. My buddy Ed, he lived in Cali for about 12 years.
Right.
They just moved back up this way maybe 2 years ago.
Thanks. You brought it here.
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing. So when you live in California, 4.8 is a non-event.
Yeah.
It's nothing. We constantly experience these.
Like, okay,
so
you're going for milk?
However, they build for that shit there, right? So California has a very, very strict building code because of the fact that they have, you know, constant quakes that may be minor for them, but it could be substantial for us because our buildings are much older. They are built differently. So we still have a lot of buildings, you know, in the Northeast that are colonial buildings.
Historic, yeah.
Or historic, yeah. That are built differently. And so therefore, a 4.8 could be catastrophic to the stability and of a structure here in the Northeast. So you could have a foundation crack. You could have a wall that cracked that all of a sudden, you know, you just have a tumble. It could happen. So, you know, while it is insignificant to them, it is very significant for us because we don't experience that on the norm, one. And our building codes, even though now in today's world, we build differently 150 yeah. years ago, we did not.
My house isn't built for an earthquake.
Oh, girl, your house will go down with the ship. It'll make it down to the bottom of the ocean before the Titanic even got an opportunity.
It's an old brick house. It just mm-hmm. doesn't have that stability.
For our listeners. And you
know
what's
funky, too, just before you say anything else, because I know the last quake we had, we were in New Haven.
That's right.
At the towers.
That's right.
And that was scary.
Holy
that
shit.
That I experienced. I looked out the window in the... And the building was shaking side to side.
Swaying. We were in the financial center in downtown New Haven.
What floor were we on? The 12th floor?
So, no, you guys... You guys were on the 4th floor. I was on the 12th. I was in billing all the way up.
They were trying to get rid of you.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
And then they were like, please wait till we dispatch your floor. Shit, everybody just opened just the door and kept going. They were calling floors down. And
I was on my break.
Yeah, it's nice.
And I'm standing on the desk. And all of a sudden it starts moving. Yeah. And I look at Patty. It was Patty. Yeah. And God rest her soul. Oh my gosh, she passed away. Patty had been with the company for like, oh my God, 35 plus years. And she was the epitome of your typical Italian, I don't give a shit, I'm going to say what I need to say woman. Okay. Like she would motherfuck everybody and you just had to sit there and say, okay, yeah, it's just Patty.
It's Patty.
It's just Patty.
Oh, Patty.
Just Patty. And I loved her. I loved her. That woman had, so Patty had some health issues. And so she started wearing wigs very early on. But her fucking wigs would snatch any drag queen I have ever met in my life. Mm-hmm. She was fierce. This Italian woman, she had me over one day for fried dough. She wanted to make fried dough for us. So I was like, okay, because I love fried dough with powdered sugar or with like fucking sauce. Oh my God, it was amazing. But I remember and I looked at her and I'm like, Patty, did you feel that? She goes, I fucking felt every fucking shake of that. It is an earthquake. We're leaving. And we were in a high rise. So we were in downtown New Haven. We all just walked out. And here's me. I took the fucking elevator.
Oh yeah, that checks out.
Yeah. I took the elevator. I was like, I'm not walking down all those stairs. There's too many people in the way. I was like, down. I was like, bad thing. So here's the thing. So in the Connecticut Financial Center, it so happens that the front of the building was owned by the company that we are employed by at the time. And the back of the building is the FBI.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I got an email from the FBI today.
Oh, you're in trouble now. Boy. That's that TSA pre-check. They were like, we're rejecting. You got your number, but we're rejecting it.
Partner with the center and be more inclusive as a bureau.
Oh, cute.
Do it.
No, yeah, we'll probably
do it.
Absolutely.
Figure that out.
Yeah, definitely.
But I was just like,
tell them to send you the sexiest agent they got.
Exactly. I'll be there.
Can I pick?
Yes.
Can I?
What's the salary range?
But anyway, if you survive the 2024 earthquake in New England, tell us about your experience. Just email us, you know, gaytalk20 at gaytalk20.com.
Sure.
That's what it is, right?
Yeah.
I think it is. But yeah, definitely tell us about it. I thought it was, you know, it was a hoot for us. It was a very scary for a lot of people. I mean, we saw newscasters. I was watching a clip on Facebook where the newscaster was like, wait.
It's an earthquake. And he jumped under his desk.
That's an earthquake. And he's zooms under the desk. And I'm like, Californians are really making fun of you right now.
Yeah.
Like...
But it's funny. Well, you have to remember, unlike our studio, TV studios have hanging lights.
So what if it bangs you in the head? Workers' comp.
Yeah, but they all got, there's no workers' comp if that shit bangs you in the head.
Yeah, but all those lights.
It's a funeral.
There's safety on the lights.
Yeah, but those things can still come loose. I've seen the shit happen.
Like your butthole?
Yeah, no. Not like yours.
Oh, well.
The Ring of Fire.
Oh, honey, the Ring of Fire is about to get busy this week.
She's going to be on fire.
So all that said, we did experience an earthquake.
We did.
I want to assure our listeners that our studio is earthquake proof.
It sure is.
So we're good.
It's earthquake proof. It's flood proof. Like, I feel bad for my neighbors that live.
We got some missing tiles over there, but
that doesn't have anything to do with the shake.
Nobody can see that.
That's user error related.
No, that's user error.
And this table is definitely earthquake proof. Tom has tested it out.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Many times.
Really? Ooh. Have you cleaned this lately? No.
I disinfect
if
all the
lube
time.
Is down here, I always wipe my area.
During COVID, that was a thing. Because before I set up my my office in my third spare room, I used to keep my lube down here.
Yeah,
I may have that. Needs. And I have a shower. We have a bathroom right down here. There's two bathrooms here.
Yep.
And so, you know, you do what you got to do, and then you go take a shower. And you.
Thank you for qualifying my comment.
Absolutely.
Mm. No, I always validate your comments because you know what? There's no shame in my game. You know that. No, there is no shame in my game. You know that.
Some shame.
There is... I fucking hate them both. But anyway, we will digress and we will move on. So it is obviously Monday, April 8th, and 4 days ago.
I think this eclipse has got us all over the place.
And listen, it's fine. It's okay. It's okay. It's what happens when you experience totality.
A total eclipse of the heart.
Of the heart, the butt, the hole, the dick, all of it.
Anyway.
Her face.
She's like, okay, next.
But anyway.
Thank you, next.
So, oh my God, did you ever see that? When Ariana Grande was on The Voice.
See, I shouldn't have said anything.
See, that's what you get. Anyway, April 4th apparently was Happy National Foreskin Day.
Yay!
Are you on cut?
Absolutely. I wear a turtleneck year-round.
Oh, you better work, girl. So anyway, apparently April 4th, and we missed this, and I don't know how, because we totally could have like talked about this last week. It is the unofficial but official, like, you know...
National Foreskin Day?
Yeah. And so for all of you people out there that are, you know, uncut... We celebrate you.
We love you.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
See, that would have been a perfect time to do my intro about tequila shots.
Tequila shots?
Yeah, remember that one?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do tequila shots until I start pouring tequila into my foreskin.
I remember that. Yes, that was last week's opener, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It would have been amazing to do that, but that's right. So, but there's a reason why that we're celebrating, you know, National, you know, Foreskin Day. And the reason why they were officially, you know, unofficially embracing this holiday is because it was part of an initiative to promote condoms, obviously, because, you know, healthy, protected sex is a good thing. You know, I understand that we have PrEP and we have a lot of different myriad of treatments today that allows us to enjoy the pleasures in many different ways. No judgment, because I'm one of those individuals that enjoys it anyway, that I can get it at this point in my age. Anyway, but April 4th seems like a typical day, but to the surprise of many, it is also a day to celebrate uncircumcised penises. Foreskin Day takes place on April 4th.
4/4.
Get it? 4/4. foreskin. Hello. And it is a day to call attention to the many issues facing those with uncut penises in our community. It is also a way to plug condoms, as well as point out the specific issues facing those with foreskin that attempt to use condoms. And I think that, you know, this is, you know, it is a very important message to talk about. Because although we are living in the gay community, we are living in the day of prophylaxis and PrEP and all of these amazing technological, you know, advancements in biology and how we engage people, whether it's protected or unprotected, we have different options, right? But it still brings to the forefront the importance of protecting yourself, because HIV is not the only thing that you can get from getting unprotected, you know, from having unprotected sex. There's a lot of other, you know, there's a myriad of different diseases that exist, you know, gonorrhea, you've got syphilis, you've got all of these other things that you can still get.
Let's just call it gonoherpesyphilates and we're good.
The club. We'll just clap. But you can get that. And so, you know, this just really emphasizes the importance of having the conversation about different types of people and different types of penises and how you can enjoy the pleasures of the flesh, as Wonder Woman would say in the movie. But still, you know, really think about what it's like to have a solution for you, how you as an individual, whether you're cut or uncut, can protect yourself. Yeah. And now I will open it up to discussion to the group. You are uncut, so yes. I want to hit you first talk about your experiences. What do you do to protect yourself? And what are your experiences with condoms? Talk about that. Can you?
Yeah.
I mean, I sort of kind of forced. The subject.
No. So I mean, I've been married forever.
Can we see?
Condom? Yeah, sure.
No, I'm joking. Okay,
let me focus.
No, let me stop.
Zoom in.
Zoom in.
Oh, honey, we're going to need like a 20 times zoom on that one.
You need a scope on that one.
Yeah. Let me stop. Microscope.
So, it's weird. So, I condoms has never really been an issue for me, especially since I've been with the same partner for many years.
Right.
Although, there were times where I've had sex outside of marriage.
Right. When you were separated, of course.
Just to make that clear.
We have to make that clear.
There was always that, you know, being protected. Although I'm very, very selective about how and when and who and what happens. But I think the main thing with being uncut is just cleanliness and hygiene.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have the foreskin, you tend to get a lot more of, if you tend to...
you can say it, bacteria buildup.
Yeah, no, not just the bacteria buildup. So if you pre-cum a lot, so sometimes even just watching a movie or just talking about certain things...
Start watering,
you get excited
like
and you start leaking. So that tends to sit in the foreskin and it can create bacteria. So you have to make sure that you're always aware and maintain cleanliness, because it can turn into other issues.
Like literally go to the bathroom and run it under hot water or cold water and simmer that shit the fuck down. Water.
No, but you know, it's just a lot of things, just maintaining cleanliness.
Right.
You have to,
right.
You don't want to show up to hook up with somebody and have a buildup.
What's that,
you know?
Smell?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, so, that smell.
So that, yeah, that.
Can't you smell that smell?
Can you smell that? Yeah. Ooh, I smelled
so
it.
So you, ooh, have to. Yeah, yes. I mean, that's the stuff you have to be aware of.
Right.
You know, if you're uncut, you know. I'm sorry. Yeah, if you're uncut, so you have to just be conscious, because it can be embarrassing. I mean, I'm just, even from a young age, you learn, you know,
right.
If you don't clean enough, you end up developing, you know, reactions,
right.
and the buildup.
Right.
So,
and that's been my experience. It's like, I would prefer an uncut penis to a cut penis. any day, but there are some people that really don't know how to take care of their uncut penis situation. Yes. And I was like, you know, there's extra things that you need to do that other people that had that choice taken away from them. Thank you, mother.
Still pissed about it.
Yeah, like highly. Like, like I just want to, like, why did you do that to me? Like, let me decide when I get older. But it's hit or miss. I was like, girl, you gotta go shower.
You gotta go shower.
Like right now.
Yes. Yeah, like, so I'm super like hyper vigilant about it. But I mean, I think even just being bisexual in general, you know what I mean? It's like, especially the time that I was on my own and having my fun, I was constantly aware of make sure you're clean. It's just, I think it's just in general, just being decent about shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you
don't
want
to show up to a hookup and
smell like rancid fish. It's just not cute. So Trish, there is no secret that you love an uncut penis. Tell us about your experience, number one, and tell us why you prefer an uncut penis to. Well, because, actually, at this point, it's like cut, she so just prefers penises.
Penises.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
You don't know?
I mean, I just
think I think it's pretty. The attraction. I think it's is the allure.
I hooked up.
It's usually when you don't have it, you want it.
I hooked
it, you
know? Up with this guy one time. And by one time, several times.
He backed up into it accidentally.
But I'll never forget. We were hooking up, you know. All things went well, you know, it was before the 84 year mark. And then I was sitting there and he was getting hard again. And I was like, no, stop it. He's like, what? I was like, stop it. He's like, why? I'm like, because I like it when it's soft. I want to see it soft.
You want to see it covered?
Yes.
Oh, my God. So
one time I forgot, we were having a conversation, a group of people. And I was like, and someone said, ew. Uncut penises are nasty. And I was like, what's wrong with that? And they're like, I don't want to look at it.
You know how much easier it is to jerk off an uncut penis?
Oh my God, it's amazing. And it's like
there's challenges. There's definitely challenges. You got to be careful. You have to be careful. So usually at the head of the penis, when you're uncut, if you've never been touched, there's a little skin.
You got to be careful. You don't pull that connects, shit. Rips
yeah, it. I've had it ripped off.
On the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's painful. So
there's like a little, you know the thing you got under your tongue? There's a similar thing.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so there's that piece of skin that sort of kind of attaches the skin to the
actual. So when you lose your virginity, that's basically what happens to a guy. You rip that piece of skin.
Yeah, well, I think overall, the PSA for this is... An uncut dick is great. Don't be afraid of an uncut dick. Yeah.
Do not. Yeah. Do not.
And don't shame.
No, of course.
Don't compare my dick to an ant eater.
It's like, honestly, I would lift it up like Simba. What it was called.
I mean, there are some. Exactly.
No, senvenia.
Not in your mouth. Will I come all over your face?
Yeah, had to ruin it.
No, I'm kidding. But so, you know, it's so anyway, the moral of the story is I love the fact that they are celebrating uncut people and they're looking for ways to, you know, promote condom use, even though we're in an era of PrEP, you know, but as you know, PrEP only does one thing. It doesn't prevent anything else. So you can make the informed decision of what route you want to go and what route works for you best mitigate your possibilities of getting something that you just don't want to be running around with.
Yeah. And without a foreskin, you can't dock.
Docking. Yes.
I love that for you. I will say, though, like, there is one thing about condoms. It's a warning, but also a missed opportunity for April Fool's Day. Mm-hmm. If you're in a relationship and you're not using condoms, don't throw one on it, like right before you have sex. Because like if it were me,
in that I'd be like, oh, this motherfucker.
Who the fuck have you been with, motherfucker? I will kill you. I will kill a bitch. Who was it?
Who are you with?
See, it's like doing something like that on April Fool's Day. Funny. Doing something like that randomly. Not funny.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that gives you question to be like, okay,
Dirty dick.
Exactly. Dick. You got something.
See, if Tell you don't have a condom, you could always just pull the foreskin forward and tie it in a knot.
And also,
that'll be stopped.
Have you seen the
movie? See, those are the foreskin jokes I like.
Have you ever seen the movie The Other Woman?
No.
No.
All right. It's with Cameron Diaz. I can't remember the other women in it, but it's basically about
the other woman in it.
The other women. Yeah. Basically about this guy who is cheating on his wife with these two other women and comes home one day and hands her a Z-Pack and says, I think I'm getting a cold. So the doctor thought maybe you should just like, you know, take the Z-Pack. And she's like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
You're about to get caught.
Yeah. Don't be giving me a Z-Pack. For no reason.
Don't be giving me shit that you picked up somewhere else for no reason.
Mm.
Lord have mercy.
But like, honestly, how many times have you gotten a phone call from like a significant other or an ex and you're like, you should probably go to the doctor.
Yeah. Cameron Diaz, Leslie Mann, Kate Upton.
Yes.
Nicki Minaj is in it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it. Yeah.
She's Cameron Diaz's assistant.
Yeah. Anika.
She plays
Anika.
Lydia.
She's fucking hilarious. But
yeah, I fucking love Nicki Minaj. There's a lot of hate right now between, you know, Nicki and who's the other one?
I don't know. I don't follow that.
Cardi
shit.
B.
Yeah. Oh, Cardi B.
Yeah, there's like some beef going on. Like Cardi B like threw a shoe at her at the fucking Met Gala. I don't know. Something happened.
But that's Cardi. I mean, that's
That's totally Cardi.
Like, honestly, and, isn't that kind of like you've been anointed?
Exactly. Yeah. Like I'm throwing my shoe at you, bitch. I won Grammys. I won fucking Grammys. Trust me. That, you want me to throw my shoe.
I mean, that's that. I think honestly, in the world of entertainment, you have to keep yourself valid in a way.
Right. A way. See, but here's the thing.
So the drama between two people sometimes kind of
makes... It's the drama that's created by other people.
Yeah,
however,
absolutely.
With Cardi B, I can guarantee you there is no shits given with that woman. You fuck with her, you rub her the wrong way, and she will fucking throw a shoe at you.
No, come on. I mean, they try to come at her for being a stripper before she became an artist.
And she's like, so what?
So what? So
that's
fucking
how I made
what?
My money.
My teeth were fucked up. Yeah, I got them fixed. Look, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That I mean,
I fucking love
kinda
her.
That's what I like about her.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever you try to put her down, she comes back at the end like, so I sucked his dick. So what?
Do you know why they call her Cardi B? Because her name is Barcelis. That's her real name, right? That's
Barcelis.
Barcelis, where actually Barcelis, the way she says it, Barcelis, that's her government, right? And so when she was growing up, they started calling her Bacardi because nobody could say Barcelis. And so
she started using the name
Bacardi, and Bacardi actually wanted to sue her. And so she was like, fine, then I'll call myself Cardi B. And she shortened that shit, and there she is. A Grammy-winning, award-winning rapper of, you know, Dominican, and I believe one of her parents is from Trinidad and Tobago.
I'm not sure.
I know son of them. She's island. Definitely, she's island.
She's an island girl.
But you know, she don't give a fuck. Yeah. She do not give a fuck, and I'm living for it. I'm living for it. But anyway, I think it's been an amazing show. I think it's time to call it home. To bring it to its total close.
The totality of this show.
It's done. So I, unless any of you have anything else that you would like to add, you do have something else, don't you? Go for it.
No, not really.
Oh, okay. We have to celebrate this shit with a shot when we're done. Absolutely.
Yeah, so there is that thing.
What thing?
About the solar eclipse.
Okay, what about it?
I don't know. I guess like a bunch of like people in the LGBT community were like obsessed with the fact that like there was some like it's a celestial event and
like the gayness aligned.
Yeah. And like you like,
did it align for you?
No, you were supposed to be able to find like your like significant other.
Oh, honey.
Really?
Yeah, oh, honey. They were supposed to like come to you.
Well, we're in That'll a basement. In 15 it's hard minutes. To find your significant other when you're locked up in a basement.
I think I found mine this weekend. It's fine.
Yeah? Ooh.
What?
What?
Oh, we'll talk about this offline.
Yeah, off air.
All right.
Moving on.
So well, the totality was more than just the totality of the eclipse.
It's the totality of the fact that Nick might be getting his pussy plowed. Hopefully.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Oh, I gasp. Okay, anyway, I'm going to give you some love, baby. You know what to do.
Oh, shit. All right, everybody, here's Mama Kim's minute. Number one, a right-winger tried to go viral with an outrage video about airport bathrooms. It backfired completely. Number two, Lorraine Kelly to host gay wedding live on TV to mark 10 years of equal marriage. Number three, gay ex-CNN host Don Lemon just got married and his wedding had some eyebrow-raising guests.
Of course. Totally.
Absolutely. Totality. So we're moving on?
Yes, we're moving on. Let's go for it. Oh, you got to pull it up on your phone because your computer doesn't work?
Let me see. Hold on. Did it work? It didn't work.
Wait, you've got a thing?
Apparently. Do you know what that's from?
That's going to be my new intro. No, let me stop.
Oh, my God. It totally could be. Do you know where that's from?
No.
So that was the oyster... the Blue Oyster Grill of the Blue Oyster Bar, which was a leather bar in the movies Police Academy. So...
Okay.
Did you ever watch Police Academy?
Yeah, like a long time ago.
Oh my God. It's like, they sent Mauser into the bar and he arrives with his deputy and then like.
To investigate something and they get caught up in the gay bar.
And that's the song that starts playing.
And
they just start dancing with him. Oh my God. It's hilarious.
That's going to be my new intro. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. On this day in gay history, brought to you by Gay Talk 2.0.
Let me stop you.
Who is me now?
No. But listen, Linda, do you remember when we were on the Idiots Radio? When we were introduced? That was the intro they were playing.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was fucking hilarious. Okay. That's anyway,
awesome.
Go, Jaybird.
That is awesome. So, April 8th. 2014 was the year.
Uh-huh.
Spain.
Oh.
Galicia passed LGBTI anti-discrimination laws.
You forgot a word.
What? LGBTI, that's what it says there.
The Galician Parliament.
No, I haven't read that yet.
Oh.
Leave him alone, Tom.
I'm walking away.
Oh, boy. She is ahead of us.
I love that Nick defends you. I love that for you.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
Thank you, girl. The Galician Parliament or Galician Parliament makes the first law of an autonomous region of Spain to make discrimination against gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender and intersex individuals illegal. 2014. It took them a hell of a long time, didn't it?
So they made a region of Spain to make discrimination against. Illegal to discriminate against people of our community. That's amazing. I love Spain.
We'll have to go visit one day.
But anyway,
not work related. But yeah, I guess we're moving on, right?
Moving on up.
Do you know who won the week for you this week, or do we have that this week?
Oh,
or?
The solar eclipse won the week for me.
The solar eclipse.
Totally. Like, totally.
I think that was it for the week.
In its totality. Her face.
So moving on to announcements. If you love the show, make sure to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcasting service. By subscribing, you get the latest and greatest of our show delivered right to your favorite device or web browser as soon as the episode is published. You can also support us on Patreon. With Patreon, you, our listeners, can help support the show with a pledged donation. The donations could be of $1 or more, and it is collected monthly. Nick, over to you.
Before you go there, girl, did you have who won your week?
I did, but you guys just like plowed through it.
No, I was like...
We looked at you. You were just staring at your PC. Who won your week?
So Oliver Stark, I don't know if you know who that is, but no. Oliver Stark is an actor on
Game of Thrones? Is he from the North?
ABC's 911, and in the past season, he came out as bisexual, and in the last episode of the series, he kissed another man.
Oh, I gotta go watch.
And
I love that show.
He received a lot of
backlash.
Not backlash. Well, yes. So he received a lot of positive social media like responses to it, and then a lot where people are like, "You just ruined the show," because you kissed a guy, and he clapped back. Like he clapped back pretty hard, and I'm proud of him for that.
It's like fucking Ellen DeGeneres all over again with the puppy episode. Mm-hmm. It's like people like canceled her show. He's just still on one. Anyway,
if you're one of the smaller groups of people commenting on my posts about how this ruined the show, I would like you to know that I truly don't care. This show is about love nice. And inclusion. It's featured queer relationships from the very beginning, including a beautiful black lesbian marriage played out by two of the best actresses I've ever watched. If you're one of the characters... If one other character finding a new facet to his sexuality and realizing his bisexuality is your deal breaker, I fear you may have missed the entire point of the show.
Clearly, because I love the lesbian couple on the show. It's the best. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched 911?
No, actually.
It's fucking amazing.
He's hot.
Angela Bassett is life. Mm-hmm. So, but I wanted to mention too, my mother won the week for me today because she called me. She goes so what time is this eclipse happening? And she was talking about the thing.
I shouldn't have said anything.
She mentions the thing. Wait, no, give me a second. It's funny. She goes, because I need to shut my eyes, right? Because I can't look at it while it's happening because I don't have the glasses. I'm like, mother, you're in your house. You'll be fine. You can open your eyes. You can even look out the window.
And she called me Gordita.
Yeah, you just, she called, she
Gordita, she'll never live that down.
It was hilarious to me because then she was just like, oh.
That should be your tattoo. She called me
She was going to shut her eyes for the whole thing.
I'm not mad about that.
She what?
I'm going to get a tattoo for your mom. It's going to say she called me Gordita.
That would have been nice. She would totally love that.
How do I say that in Spanish?
Me llamo Gordito.
What?
Me
llamo
gordito. Puta. It's called my mother bitch. I'll make sure she knows that.
Anyway, all right, everybody. It's time for Tom to give me some more love. And you can get the Future Method and all other products today. All products are doctor developed, can clean out without hurting your bum, and take confidence anywhere with the anal powder packs. And now increase your stretch goals with the 3-piece anal glass dilation kit. Visit futuremethod.com to purchase your life-changing bum accessories today.
Yas queen. Jaybird.
And I guess in honor of Foreskin Day, we're going to put a rubber on it today.
Put a skin on it.
Put some skin on it, right?
Yeah, sure.
I'll put some skin in the game.
Our show is available on our website, gaytalk20.com, under audio podcast. It is also available as a free... Hey, are we recording, by the way? It is also available as a free download on Apple Podcasts.
I love it how she fucks up, but she tries.
All right, everybody. You can find us on social media.
Stop.
Facebook, GayTalk 2.0. Tom at intern at GayTalk2.0.com. What?
A moment. Google Podcasts is no longer a thing. I have to update our notes.
Oh, see, I know.
It is YouTube Radio. Go.
Okay, all right, hold on. You can find us on social media. Facebook, GayTalk 2.0. Instagram, GayTalk 2.0. You can email us at GayTalk2.0@GayTalk20.com. Tom.
All right. Well, ladies and gents, I want to thank you all for joining us on today's episode. If you need to reach out to us, just head on over to our website. Click on the Contact Us tab, which is located at the top of your web browser. There you can leave comments. You can suggest topics. You can submit a question for the cast or an individual host. Or you can give us a ring on our phone number. It is 334-GAY-TALK. And if you need all of those digits, it is 334-429-8255. Don't forget that we do stream live whenever the hell we feel like it at this point. And you can access that live stream by becoming a Patreon subscriber on the day of recording, or you can access the show a week later, which happens, but you know, It does. That being said, ladies and gents, that is our show. I want to thank you all for joining us on tonight's episode. Thank you, and y'all have a good night. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gay Talk 2.0. Tune in next time for more dish.